Meanwhile, in Sudan, the Sudanese government has accused Israel of bombing an arms factory outside Khartoum. It is the most recent in a series of air attacks that Sudan has blamed on Israel. Today, for the first time, an Israeli intelligence officer confirmed that the Israeli military does operate in Sudan. Reporter Shira Frankel spoke with the officer in Jerusalem.
Officially, the State of Israel has refused to comment on the accusations leveled by the Sudanese government. Showcasing video and eyewitness reports, Sudanese Information Minister Ahmed Bilal Osman said Israel sent 4 warplanes to strike an arms factory on the outskirts of the capital before dawn Wednesday, killing 2 people and wounding several others. Mr. Osman said it wasn't the first Israeli attack on Sudanese territory. In 2009, an arms convoy traveling through eastern Sudan was hit in an airstrike. And in 2011, a missile struck a car near the city of Port Sudan, killing 2 men. One of those men was a senior official and chief's arms procurer for Hamas, the militant Palestinian group that controls the Gaza Strip. Israeli officials never publicly confirm or deny Israel's involvement in overseas operations. But speaking anonymously to NPR, an Israeli intelligence officer says that Israel does, most definitely, operate in Sudan. He said that Sudan has long been a playground for militants. And for Israel, it would be important to send the message that militants can't use Sudan as a way station for their arms and training camps. The intelligence officer wouldn't allow NPR to quote him by name, as he was breaking military protocol by speaking about the attacks. Ephraim Inbar, the director of the Israeli think tank, the Begin Sadat Center, says the reported Israeli actions seem plausible.
It's very possible that Israel has taken defensive measures against sending weapons to terrorists.
Hamas, says Inbar, has long had a base of operations in Sudan.
Well, Hamas is not new in Sudan. In Sudan, the regime has close links to radical Islamic groups.
To explain how weapons make their way from Africa to the Middle East, the intelligence officer took out a map of the region and drew a route for NPR with his finger. The route starts on the east coast of Sudan, traveling north by boat on the Red Sea to the Sinai Peninsula, a notoriously lawless region where weapons smugglers operate freely outside the control of the Egyptian government. The northwesternmost tip of Sinai is where the peninsula meets the Gaza Strip. Officially, Egypt controls the border crossing with Gaza, but underneath the border, hundreds of smugglers' tunnels transfer goods, and occasionally weapons, to Gaza. Like many Israeli officials, the intelligence officer refused to answer questions about international law and whether Israel routinely violates the sovereignty of a foreign state to carry out its military operations. But, he said, whatever the Israeli military may or may not do is shared with Israel's friends in the West. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.